For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 Yards of Football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 Yards of Football now.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this evening. It's our NFL Draft Prospect Special. Tonight, we're going to highlight Mr. Landon Dickerson, offensive center from the University of Alabama. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We are 100 Yards of Football. And join me as always to talk about the great University of Alabama and their players that are ending the 2021 NFL draft. I consider him a very talented guy. He is good at what he does. He's one of the best high school coaches in the state of Georgia and abroad. My man, the defensive coordinator at North Atlanta High School. I almost got it mixed up here. My man, Kevin the Bull Jones. So if you like the video this evening, please come in and share it. We are 100 Yards of Football. So Coach Jones, how you doing? And tell us about Landon Dickerson. How good is this young man playing the center position at the next level?
Well, Vincent, it is great to see you. Great. It's been a great day. The weather's trying to change a little bit. So, hey, I'm ready to have some fun with some football talk. And, yeah, Roll Tide. We're talking about that big Crimson Tide football play in the middle of that offensive line for the Alabama. And we're talking about Big Pretty. I call him Big Pretty. He's got some names, nicknames he likes better. But Coach Bull John, I call him Big Pretty because he enjoys the game and he makes it fun. Listen, let's keep it real. You know, offensive linemen just don't get enough credit for the success that they have. And the bigger they are and the better they are at what they do, they still don't get the credit. The only time they get a chance to get noticed is when they get an offsides call or they get a holding. That's the only time they get the love. But this young man, Landon Dickerson, who is a fifth-year senior, which means he's had 6 years of collegiate football. He started off at FSU and he did well. He actually competed well, got playing time, and you know, things that just didn't work out well for him there, he decided to go to the best program in America. Sports fans, he didn't decide to go to a 1AA, he didn't decide to go to a Division II. He decided to leave Florida State University, you know, and then decided to go to Roll Tide University, Alabama. That is unbelievable. That tells you something about between the ears, what he feels like his skill set is all about. There's a confidence level that offensive linemen have that not all of them have it until later. And that's the crazy part about it, Vincent. This young man he's been one of the top players in the nation at his position. He's 6'6", 325 pounds. So for the center position, and usually the center is usually the shortest guy on the offensive line. He's a little more nimbler and quicker and quick-footed, and what he doesn't have in height and weight, he has in quickness and skill set. Well, this is just the opposite. Landon has it in size. He has that brute strength. He's been a terrific leader. And he came to Alabama and won a job in the fall. That's almost unheard of. You have to be a super player to win a position. Keep in mind, he didn't go through, he had a medical redshirt year because he's been injured. He had been injured every year playing football. But the miraculous part about him, Vincent, is he turned around and won a starting position. So what does that tell you about this young man? His intestinal fortitude to be the best he can be on that football field supersedes anything else about him. And it's a great kid.
Well, I would say this, what I'm very impressed about the young man, you brought up a good point. He attended Florida State. He became the first starting freshman since 1985, since a guy by the name of Jamie Dukes became a starter at Florida State. But the thing about it is that I like his size, man, as you just mentioned. Centers are usually, as you mentioned, are small players, but I like his size, 6'6", 325? Right. And you look at the explosion. In my book, I give him an A+. You'll like this. His run blocking ability, A+. Pass protection, A+. And you should know this, the use of hands, A+. But most of all, what I like the game film. I'm going to go back to the game film against Georgia in 2020.
Okay.
Alabama had 43 attempts, 147 yards. Matt Jones had 417 yards passing that evening, 4 touchdowns. But Mr. Right. Dickerson handled himself against a very talented Georgia defensive line. He handled Malik Herring. He handled Jordan Davis.
Right.
He handled Adam Anderson, excuse me.
Right.
That's when I know he was a football player. And for my money, if the young man stay away from injuries, that's the only concern I have him playing at the next level. I see him a version of a baby Bruce Matthews. And we know how special he was. And Bruce Matthews played with God, then he moved over to center.
Correct.
But another kid he reminds me of, a kid that was on the University of Tennessee's national championship team back in 99, Trey Teague. Trey Teague, same height, about 6'6", maybe not as big as 3'10", and went on and had a great career with Denver and Buffalo. I like everything about the young man. I think he's maybe one of the most talented offensive linemen coming into the league. And if somebody want to move from center to guard, he's going to be very special there also.
Absolutely. To piggyback on what you talked about some of the skill sets he has technique-wise, here's some things that, you know, when you look at your center, and I mentioned earlier, your center is usually the shorter lineman of the five, because when you set up a pocket and the quarterback has to drop back to pass and being able to see in your lanes. Now, the ironic part about watching Landon Dickerson play is that what he does not have in athleticism, he has in high football IQ, which I think is phenomenal. He's able to do some things. Now he's, when you look at, you know, everybody has their specs about who's the best center coming out in the draft. And I get it. You know, everybody likes the Slater kid out of Northwestern, but here's the thing about him. He plays tackle. He's 6'3" and he's a little undersized, but you know, to be out there playing tackle, but now you want to project him as a center. Here's my deal, sports fans. I'm projecting at what I see you play, okay? Nothing against Creed Humphrey at Oklahoma. And the Trey Hill kid at Georgia is pretty good, very good. You know, girthy a little bit at 330, shorter, but he's pretty good. He had a pretty good season. But the football IQ, not saying those guys don't have it, but the intangibles that I think that Landon brings to the table to help a team, you know, yes, people are going to say, well, you know, the people that nitpick say, okay, he's had injuries, so there's some red flags why he can't be a top 15, a top 20, top 30 pick. That's fine. There are great football players in the second round, and they're very good personnel directors that are able to vet through the process of the best players and their need set, and they can pick up a Landon Dickerson who, when you play at Alabama, let's just keep it real. You are playing, you are practicing against the best players in America, okay? And one thing he had to deal with, sports fans, I want to let you all know, his ability to snap the ball and step and push that nose tackle who might be his size or even larger in the NFL. I think that is a plus that he has. You know, people talk about him not being as nimble dealing with quick tackles and gaps. Well, okay, yes, you know, six in one hand, half dozen in the other. If, you know, you face a lot of odd fronts in the NFL, grown men, they know what to do. They know the schemes. And I think that Landon Dickerson has the ability to hunker down, snap that football, take that nose guard, take him whatever direction they need him to take him, and he can be a successful player in the NFL. I think that he does have a longevity. I personally don't want to see him at guard because if he goes to guard, he has been successful playing center. So by golly, let him play center and let him be the best. And, you know, that is one of those positions that when you get a good center, he's going to be there for a while, okay? And anybody that comes out of Coach Saban's program, their skill set and their football IQ, not being biased, but once again, I'm keeping it real, is totally on a different level. So I expect him to be a person that goes in the second round, and I think he would do great on the next level.
Well, you brought up some good points. Playing at Alabama, it's a different level. Practicing, you're practicing against the best. Look at the NFL draft over the years. What can you say? And then you look at the offensive line history. They've seen linemen that look like every year in the NFL draft in the first round. J.J. Flukler. Mm-hmm. Brian Kelly, who I think is the best center in all pro football. Jonah Williams. Wow. Sylvester Croom played at the school. Come on, man. The great John Hanna. Andre Smith. Yeah. I mean, the list goes on and on. And I think this young man is just going to be as good as them.
Dwight Stevenson. How about Dwight Stevenson?
I forgot about him. Because what impressed me the most about this young man is that his technique, I give an A+. And then his upper body strength and lower body strength is A+ on both of them. Where when you go back to the Georgia game, and that's how I judge, you know me, power on power, team on team, talent on talent. The young man really handled his business against Jordan Davis, Adam Anderson, and the other young man, Malik Heron, on the inside. And in the fourth quarter, when Alabama was able to run the football, they had 43 attempts that evening for 147 yards. Hey, man, Landon Dickerson was handling his business. And he's a very special football player. And another thing I like about him, he went to Florida State. The first two freshmen I mentioned to start at that school since 1985, Jamie Dukes. Things didn't work out. He still got his degree. Amen. Moved over to Alabama. And you're right, Coach Jones. He could have went to any school in the country. Yeah. But he went to the best on bench. Strength on strength, power on power. The team that's coached by the best coach in college football. Yeah. Final words about Landon Dickerson this evening, center for the University of Alabama.
Yes, there's some pretty good centers out there. There's some people that are projected as centers to go in the first round. But I'm telling you right now, sports fans, if you got hurt every year and you still came back the following season and won a spot at a major, major big-time football program, and then you transferred and went to the elite program in college football today, and you was a starter, you came in August, and you won a position, you didn't do spring practice, didn't do summer, you came back from an injury, and you started at the University of Alabama. I'm telling you right now, coaches, teachers, parents, personnel, general managers of NFL teams, you're talking about a special player. That young man is going to be a gem for somebody on the next level, and I'll tell you right now, it won't take him long to beat out a savvy veteran if that veteran is not paying attention. He will be all that in a bag of chips on the next level. I can promise you that right now.
My final words on Landon Dickerson, you heard it from the man, Kevin the Bull Jones. The guy's a very special football player. All you have to do is go back to the game film this season against Georgia. Yeah. And Georgia at the time allegedly was the number two team in the country. I like the young man. If he stays away from injuries, I'm agreeing with Coach Jones. He'll come in from day one and become a starter in the National Football League. That being said, all I can say is thank you this evening for watching 100 Yards Football. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Sweet Home Alabama, Leonard Skinner, the number one program in the country. They just keep on winning and winning. Thank you, Coach Jones. If you like the video this evening, please come in and share it. We are 100 Yards Football. I'm Vincent Turner. And join me this evening, the man of the hour, Kevin the Bull Jones. Y'all have a blessed evening.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.